So what do farmers and business owners in some of those communities struggling with drought make of the government's plan so far? And Lenny Soltis has been finding out.
The drought is making life really hard in many parts of regional Australia. Quite simply, some communities are running out of water.
Here on the Southern Downs and Granite Belt in southeast Queensland, we're trucking water every day for our rural residents and, of course, our primary producers. And by January, we'll be trucking water for our major towns.
That's Southern Downs Regional Council Mayor Tracy Dobie. She says the announcement couldn't come at a more critical time.
We have primary producers who've had no income for 5 years. That has a terrible impact on our communities, and our farmers need the small towns to stay alive, to support them as they produce the food that our nation needs. And we see our farmers now physically, mentally and financially exhausted. And even when it does rain, it will be a year before those farmers who grow crops will see an income. It'll be 2 years before those who have cattle see an income. It'll be 3 years before those who have sheep see an income. So this news is absolutely fantastic for our rural residents.
But are these loans the way to go? If the farm is non-viable, is it really ideal for the farmer to go further into debt?
I believe that's the choice of the individual rural producer. These men and women know their business. They know what their own individual situations are, and they know whether these loans are going to be worthwhile for them. The fact that the government has come up with this plan is a show of respect to those individual landowners who know what is the right thing for them. And I think what they need is options. Even from a local government perspective, there is no one solution for this drought. It's about a range of solutions, multi-layered responses, and that's exactly what this package offers.
The new loan package will also be applicable to small businesses dependent on the agriculture sector. Brian Ingram is a shearing contractor and the mayor of Hilltops Council in the drought-affected Southwest Slopes region of New South Wales. He says he's glad to see the government considering those who provide services to farmers and their communities.
They've finally recognised and made recognition of the fact that when the farmers are doing it as tough as they are now and the money flow stops, the people next affected directly are the people in the supply chain to the farmers, machinery dealers, fodder, shearing contractors, people that rely on directly on the farmer.
And he says the new loan package will give farmers and small businesses breathing space.
For the government to say that they've got loans that will be free of anything for the first 2 years and then interest only for the 3 years following that, that's something that people will be really able to see the benefits of. And some of the problems with some of the money that's been dealt with to handle the drought so far probably hasn't been allocated in the best way it could have been.
What do you mean by that?
Well, look, some of the money that was made available was made through people had to deal through Centrelink to get the use of that money or the services. And you have farmers who are farmers for generations. And all of a sudden they find themselves in the situation they have to turn up to a Centrelink office and then go through all this paperwork. The emotional toll that takes on people who are proud is enormous. And that could have been handled a lot better.
That shearing contractor and the mayor of Hilltops Council in the New South Wales Southwest Slopes, Brian Ingram, ending that report by Eleni Soltis.